here tonight. The Boone crew with the Thayer Bobcats and the Comet student section across the way. We are set to go. Both teams on the court. Allie Willard and Abbie Bowers are jumping up, and the tip controlled by the old Lady Comets. They run it down in the backcourt. That's Evan Montgomery. She'll bring it across the timeline. Leave it on both sides. Mackenzie Smith. All getting in the half-court offense. Gets the Thayer Lady Bobcat man in. And Mackenzie Smith threw it away. Got to get it down in the corner to Haney. Fired it over her head and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Pick up the floor for Thayer. Phillips. Out of Bowers. Out on top. Abbott. Trying to get things set. Looking for a clear out on the right side. Now Peterson comes to the high post. Abby goes to the right side wing. The skip pass to Tucker. Tucker into Hillis down the baseline. Couldn't score. Hanley Meyer down the offensive rebound. Puts it in. And Thayer comes a little full court pressure. Haney dribbles up the floor for Alton. Knocked away. And picked up by Meyer. To Peterson to the bucket. She scores. Bailey Peterson for those first two. In full course, 2-2-1, zone pressure. Ooh, there's a travel in the backcourt. Yep, Haney caught it in pressure and traveled with it. Lady Comets a little bit rattled. Now the Lady Bobcats, 2-2-1, zone pressure. There, Lady Bobcats, inbound it right in front of us. Abbie Bowers. They'll take it out to the middle of the floor. Give it to Hillis on the left. Back over to Bowers on the right. Now to Peterson. Peterson gives to the pop out. That's Tucker, top of the key. Now Peterson on the right side. She'll fire a three. That one's off the back iron. No good. Meyer with a rebound. Puts it back up and in. Abbie Meyer, a pair of rebounds and two buckets here in the early going. They've got a 6-0 Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. All with it in the backcourt. And we're going to get a travel call. And Coach Shane Benson wants a timeout. 6-0 Thayer Lady Bobcat. Jump on top of the Alton Lady Comets. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
And back after the timeout, it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball inbound down under the Alton basket. Kind of triggered in, got into Meyer. Meyer up with a shot, no good. Rebound to Peterson. Peterson going up, that ball's deflected. Hillis comes up with a loose ball. We're going to get a foul call on the Alton Lady Comet. Come out number 34, Evan Montgomery, got his off for a push. Laying flat on her stomach. And Thayer will inbound it again down under the Alton bucket. Right along the baseline. That's going to bring it in due to Meyer in the left corner. Meyer cross court to Hillis. Takes drive, moves left. Misses the rebound. Allie Willard down the rebound, and she gets that. Willard, a junior, got down the rebound, then got fouled by Caden Hillis trying to tie her up. And Thayer again with a full court pressure. 6:34 to go, first quarter. Thayer up 6-0. Alton Lady Comets with it. Reese brings it up near midcourt. Might lob the pass into Willard. Willard puts it on the floor, down to the left corner. Plays it back out to Evan Montgomery, a senior. Brings it cross court, Mackenzie Smith. Fires a three, and it's good! Mackenzie Smith cuts the Lady Bobcat lead in half with one from downtown. And with 6 minutes to go in the quarter, we got a 6-3 ball game. Fair with it, Hadley Meyer out top. Brings it right side to Tucker for three. That one's off the back iron, no good. And a rebound comes down to Haney for the Alton Lady Comets. There they come. Somebody hits one from downtown again, they'll be tied. And there's almost a steal by Tucker. All corralled by Mackenzie Smith on the left side wing. She'll bring it around to the right side, then throws it over the head of Miley Haney on the right sideline. So Thayer with it after the Alton turnover. 6-3, Lady Bobcats lead it, 5:47 to go. Here in the first quarter at Alton. And we're a little bit early tonight. They only played half a JV game. Huge crowd out. Watching the Lady Bobcats swinging around the horn. Got to Hillis for three. And it's good! Hillis with a three-pointer for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That one brought to Bell's Arkells, the Orthopedic and Five Clinic. Alton breaks the pressure, gets the ball up the court to Willard. He goes up for the layup, but gets fouled on the drive by number 12, Abbie Bowers for Thayer. So Allie Willard going to the free throw line to shoot two. Second team foul against the Thayer Lady Bobcats. One on Hillis, one on Bowers. And Willard at the line. First free throw is no good. Alley set to shoot another with 5:25 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw is up and it's good. So Willard gets her first point of the night. That's a 9-4 Thayer Lady Bobcat lead with the basketball. 5:20 to go. First quarter. Thayer working around the perimeter. Tucker with it on the right side. Feeds down to Hillis. Hillis trying to punch it inside for Meyer. The ball is poked away. We get a held ball. And the possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Goslin Tucker will trigger it in. 5 minutes and some change to go in the quarter. Looking in the middle. Nobody open. Gives it out to Meyer. Meyer down to Tucker. Moving in the lane. Ball poked away from behind on the dribble. And picked up by Evan Montgomery for Alton. And she's going to get fouled by Caden Hillis. Hillis down the body or up the sideline. Going to be called for a second foul. Hillis will check out of the game. And Staley Tucker will check in. First substitution of night for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Here's Montgomery in the backcourt working against the press. It will to Mick Jordan. Swings a long pass up the floor to McKenzie Smith. McKenzie will give it up in the corner for Reese. Daly got it back down to the defender on the baseline. Now gets cut off. Got rid of the ball to Montgomery to Smith. Smith in the corner. Back out to the wing. Montgomery, quick trigger on the three, and it is off the front rim. No good. Hadley Meyer with a rebound as it pokes away and is picked up by Abby Bowers with 4.5 minutes to go first quarter. Abby swings it up. To Staley Tucker on the left side wing. She'll go cross cut. And in the corner now to Bowers for three. That one rattles off the rim. Peterson with a rebound going back up. No, and a rebound controlled by McKenzie Smith. Off on a run. Smith stops at mid-court. Gets the ball to a point guard. Evan Montgomery trying to get it up the court to Haney. Haney wasn't watching. Had her head turned and the ball whizzed right by her and out of bounds. Substitution here for Alton. And it'll be Warren, Gracie Warren, checking in with the game. And Jaylee Reese will check out. Score till still 9-4. Thayer with the lead, 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. Goslin Tucker with it. Off the pass from Bowers. They'll swing it back around to Bowers. Now the cutter in the lane. Myers puts it up and in. Off the window. Adley Meyer brought her A game tonight. She's got 6 here in the first quarter. And there's a steal by Bowers for Thayer. Oh, couldn't. Hang on. And lost it out of bounds on the near sideline. Actually came down and trying to keep her balance. Had the ball. Had to try to throw it in. She stepped on the end line or the sideline. Alton gets it back. They'll swing her right side to McKenzie Smith in the corner. Out to Gracie Warren for three. And it's good! Gracie Warren off the bench with a three. That makes it a 11-7 ball game. 2 3-point field goals in the quarter for Alton. Player working around the perimeter on the other end. Goslin Tucker inside to Peterson. Out to Hadley Meyer for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. And rebound taken by Allie Willard. Ducks under the defense. Gives the ball out to Montgomery. Well, hesitation fake going all the way to Bucket. Lays it up and in. Evan Montgomery pulls the Lady Thomas within two with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thayer with the ball. Ballard. Third lazy situation. Kicks it out to Meyer. Defense jumps out on her. She'll go down the baseline now. In the lane to Peterson. Peterson open for the layup and she scores. Nice look there by Shaylee Tucker to get that ball to Peterson. Again, Alton had a little trouble in the backcourt. Yeah, we're going to get a foul. Shaylee Peterson, number 14, will be called for the foul for Thayer. That is team foul number 4 with 2:47 to go. In the first quarter. Goslin Tucker out of the game now. Thayer will get Riley Pierce in for the first time. Right? Alton with the ball. Down by 4. On the out top to Haney. Swings around the left side. And that is Montgomery with a 3. No good. McKenzie Smith with a rebound. Can't find a way to go back up to the bucket. And gets tied up by Peterson. And they'll call a hell ball. And the jump ball goes to the Alton Lady Counts on the alternating possession rule. Tracy Warren brings it out. That's free throw line to Willard. Willard down the left side of the lane. Couldn't get the shot. Didn't travel with the basketball. Willard stopped and picked up the pivot to it. Still going to be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with a 4-point lead. 2:29 to go in the quarter. Alton playing the zone defense. Thayer Working switch off with Bowers. Bowers over to Shaley Tucker out front to Pierce. Now Bowers. Bowers going to the cutter in the lane. That's Peterson. Back out to Bowers for three, and she hit it. Abby Bowers for three. That one brought by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. The Fair Lady Bobcats up seven. 2 minutes to go. Alton breaks the press. Now up to Montgomery. Brings it around to Haney. Steps into a three. That one's off the iron. No good. Rebound controlled by Abby Bowers. Goes down in the backcourt. Gets her instructions from Coach Denny Young. They work it right side to Riley Pierce on the wing. Outside the three-pointer. Gives it up and gets it right back. Now to Meyer in the right corner. Lady Bobcats going through the lane, Nobody there. Tucker now on the right side to Pierce. Pierce going to hand it to Bowers. Now he'll restart the offense with a minute 30 to go in the first quarter. Backs it out near midcourt. Goes to the right side wing for Riley Pierce. Inside to Hadley Meyer. No, we got an offensive foul. Going to be called on the play. It'll be on number 14, Kaylee Peterson. That will be for an illegal screen. Peterson called for the foul, her second here in the first quarter, and the fifth team foul on Thayer. Over the final minute 18 in the quarter, Alton will be shooting two free throws. With Devin Montgomery, top of the key, four off, takes it to the right wing. Cross court to Haney, going to step into a three. It's off the front rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Shaley Tucker for Thayer. Lady Bobcats with the ball. 1 minute to play in the first quarter. Bowers brings it across the timeline. Gets into the right side, brings the pass to the left side for Pierce. Pierce will give it up down the corner to Shaley Tucker. Tucker has it knocked away out of bounds. It belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Substitution here for Alton. Number 5, Jaylee Reese checks in. Gracie Warren will check out. And Thayer going to get Jocelyn Tucker back in the ballgame. Shaley Tucker will come out. 49 seconds to go. In the first quarter, Thayer by 7 with the ball. They give it to Bowers. Bowers surveys for defense and pass over to Riley Pierce on the left side. He bounce passes into Meyer. Back out to Bowers for a three. That one's no good. The rebound taken long by McKenzie Smith for all. Lady Thomas with the ball. Haney brings it up the court. Up the right side. Going into the lane. Kicks it back outside. And around the fifth, top of the key, now Montgomery. Over the high, over the head. Leaves it cross court to Haney. She'll launch another three. That one's good! Miley Haney with a three. Makes it a four-point game with 14 seconds to go in the first quarter. Told you this one's going to be a good one tonight. Thayer Lady Bobcats with it. In the lane, Peterson to the left side of the rim. Misses the layup. Rebound taken by Alton. And that's the end of the first quarter. High score 16-12. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead over the Alton Lady Comets here in Comet Country. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We're Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. Or for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. Or for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back in Comet Country where the Thayer Lady Bobcats have the lead at the one end of one quarter of play, 16-12. And we are underway here in the second quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball. They set it right side for Allie Kerner, who checked in during the quarter break. They give it out to Tucker. Tucker now to Pierce, right side to Bowers. Bowers on the wing. Now swinging around the horn. Now to Riley Pierce on the left. Back over to Bowers for three. That one's off the front rim. Oh, and bounces over and in. Abby Bowers with another three, brought to Bowers Ark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Hit the front of the rim, bounced over and in. Alton with it. That's just 7 points there. Lady Bobcat lead. Alton works the ball down to Willard. Turns left, shoots, no good. Abby Bowers dinks down to rebound for Thayer. Here come Lady Bobcat. Abby Bowers. Right side to Curley. Curley back out to Bowers. They're working. Getting everybody set up offensively. They'll give it to Tucker. Tucker in the right corner to Miles. Miles. The high post to Pierce. Back outside. Now Bowers. Back over to Pierce on the skip pass. She dumps it inside to Hadley Meyer. Working on Willard. Couldn't get a shot. Feeds it out top. Bowers for three more. That one's off the rim. Meyer with a rebound. She puts it back up and in. Hadley Meyer with 8 points already in the game. Most of them coming off offensive rebounds. Alton breaks the full court press. Got the ball down to Willard. Driving down the baseline. She scores. Allie Willard with her first field goal of the game. 7 point ball game. Alton looks like the winner. Double team when ball comes across the timeline. They do. Bowers got rid of it. Gets it back. Swings it over to Allie Curley. Curley down to the baseline. Gets tied up down there by the defense. Ball is loose and going to go out of bounds. It will be Alton Comet ball. Well, Curley got in the middle and it poked away, then lost it out of bounds. Substitution here for Thayer. It'll be Caden Hillis checking in. Riley Pierce is out. Remember, Hillis in there playing with two fouls. Full court pressure again by Thayer. Alton Haney bringing it up the sideline. And what she do? She had it poked away and out of bounds by the Thayer Lady Bobcat defense. Alton inbound again. Got it to Mackenzie Smith at midcourt. Now to the freshman Haney. She'll bring it across the timeline. Brings the ball down the right corner. Mackenzie Smith. Her three ball is blocked by Bowers. Thayer with the loose ball. Coming the other way. Joslyn Tucker to the basket for two. Joslyn Tucker with a run out. What a block by Abby Bowers. Alton again goes long with the pass. Got the ball up to Willard. Willard working it into the lane. Got it there to Reese. There's a shot up by Jay Lee. It's good. Hit the back of the back. The back of the rim bounced straight up and fell down through the book. And it's a 7 point game again. 23-16. 5.5 minutes to go first half. Thayer working ball around the left side. Got it down in the corner. Back out to Bowers. Just swing it over to Curley. Curley back to Bowers. Evan Montgomery jumps on her. Now over to Tucker for three. That one's off the back rim. No good. Rebound is taken in the corner and then stolen by Hadley Meyer. Got it for the two. Haney saved it from going out of bounds in the corner, tried to throw it back across the court. Meyer with the bucket. Here's Alton. Breaks the full court press. He got it down to Smith, who scores the layup. McKenzie with a nice play there. Back to a 7 point game, 25-18. Here's Curley for three for Thayer. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Out of bounds off the hands of Hadley Meyer. Boy, Hadley is working hard tonight. And Coach Denny Young wants a timeout. 4:51 to go in the first half. Thayer leads Alton 25-18 here. You know, we'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
And we're back here at Alton. And you're ready to resume play after the timeout. Fair Lady Bobcats, Alton Lady Comets. It's been a dandy so far. 7 point game. Alton down with the basketball. Mackenzie Smith hit a couple of threes already tonight. Here's a pass by her, stolen by Tucker, and then gets loose in the backcourt and is going to go to the Fair Lady Bobcats. And Mackenzie Smith pass got stolen by Joslyn, or by, Joslyn Tucker. And then Joslyn Mackenzie knocked it away from Joslyn. Fair with a substitution here. Shaylee Peterson back in. And Allie Curley will go to the Lady Bobcat bench. Fair with the starters back on the floor. They get one inside to Hadley Meyer. Turns, shoots and scores. Hadley's got 12 already in the game. Fair is up by 9, 27-18. Alton swing it to the right side to Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie works it to the top of the key. Pass goes left side to Reese's pass out front, stolen by Hillis, will lay it up with left hand and score. Caden Hillis with five. Bayer Lady Bobcats are up by 11. Here's Haney for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. The rebound taken by Peterson for Thayer. Lady Bobcats up double digits for the first time tonight with the ball. Goslin Tucker leads it out front to Hillis. Hillis left side to Bauer. Jumping it down now to Meyer. Turn around 10 footer. Is up and no good. Rebound taken by the Alton Lady Comet. Miley Haney got it. Gets it up to Evan Montgomery. Evan from the wing now going to a hole. Gets inside. Throws up the shot. No. But we got a whistle and a foul on the drive. They'll call this one on number 15. That is Caden Hillis. That'll be number three on Kate. And she'll come back out of the game with that third foul. Shaylee Tucker back in. Alton also making substitutions as he checks in. There we go. In the left corner, Haney with the ball. Diving the baseline, trying to dump it off, does to Gracie Warren. Back to Haney. She can't hang on. It goes out of bounds. Gracie Warren checks into the ball game as Jaylee Reese went to the Alton sideline. The Fair Lady Bobcats, 11-point lead in the ball. Quick pass down the floor. They got it to Shaylee Tucker. She'll take it out between the circles. Back it out. Fair. Taking her time offensively here. Got to Tucker. Tucker looking in the lane. Nobody open. Gives it to Peterson in the corner. Back to Tucker. Tucker out to the top of the key. Left side to Peterson. To Tucker cutting down the lane. Her shot is rejected by Willard. Then goes out of bounds. It'll be Fair Lady Bobcat ball. 3 minutes to go. Here's Jaylee Reese will check back in for Alton. Miley Haney will go to the bench. 3 minutes to go, first half. Fair inbound the ball with an 11-point lead. And on the Alton end of the basketball court, inbound pass is stolen by Mackenzie Smith. Good play. Mackenzie driving to the bucket and score. Mackenzie Smith leads Alton with seven here in the first half. Fair with it. Tucker. Brings it around the horn to Tucker on the left side. Gosling with it over to Bowers. Bowers dumps it in to Hadley Meyer. Gives off to Peterson. Goes left, spins right. Couldn't hit the shot and the rebound off the hand. Oh, the Fair Lady Bobcats and out of bounds. And Alton brings it the other way. Down by nine. Evan Montgomery left side for Warren. Warren dumping it into Willard. Brings down the high pass. Dribble twice in the lane. Powers it up through the defense. Couldn't get it to drop, and we get a held ball on the rebound. Willard and Bowers get tied up, and the held ball will belong to the Alton Lady Comet. 2:22 to go, first half. Alton trying to get back to within seven on this possession. Pass comes in to Warren, around to Smith for three. That one's off the back of the rim, no good. Hadley Meyer rebounds for Sayers. Lady Bobcats trying to get settled in here. 9-point lead. Abby Bowers walks it across the timeline, feeds it right side to Joslyn Tucker. Joslyn gets it to Hadley Meyer from the elbow, puts up a shot, no good, and rebound taken by Alt. Good rebound there by Jaylee Reese to give to Montgomery. She takes it up the left side of the floor, into the free throw circle, all the way to the bucket. She scores the layup, but they're going to wave it off. They got a foul call before the shot on the floor to be on Joslyn Tucker. That'll be Joslyn's first. Second team foul here in the second quarter. All men down. Oh, they got it inside to Montgomery. He lays it up and in. Good cut to the bucket. A good eye to Sear on the inbound. 7-point ball game. And a 41 to go. There's Sayer. Got the ball inside to Bowers. Bowers, a little 8-foot jumper. Wouldn't roll down. And the Lady Comet off to the rebound. As Montgomery up to Willard. Willard pulls up. She'll shoot the 10-footer. That rattles in and out so good. Abby Bowers, down with a rebound for Taylor. Lady Bobcats with a basketball, a 7-point lead. Minute 18 to go. First half. They swing it around the offense. Got it to Shaylee Tucker. Over to Bowers for three. It's off the rim. No good. The rebound taken by Alton. Here come Lady Comet, Evan Montgomery. Crosses the timeline, feeds it to Gracie Warren for three. That's no good. Long rebound goes in the corner and run down by Mackenzie Smith for the All-Lady Comet. To Montgomery inside. Willard didn't make the catch of the ball. Deflected and out of bounds. It'll be Alton ball. And Thayer making substitutions and Alton making substitutions. Gracie Warren comes out as Miley Haney checks in. Shaylee Peterson comes out as Allie Kernick. We'll check back in for Thayer. And inbound play for Alton. And they got it to Willard. She had it stolen by Tucker. Lady Bobcats with a 3-on-1 opportunity to Curley. And Curley has the ball poked away by the defense. And they're going to call a foul on Evan Montgomery. That'll be number 2 on Evan. The only 2 fouls called against Alton the entire first half. Down to 42 seconds to go. Fair inbounds in the corner. 3-point shot is good. Abby Bowers knocks another one down. She's hit 3 threes in the first half. Here's it, Montgomery down the other end for Alton. Out to Haney for 3. That one's no good. Rebound volleyed up. Controlled by Willard. Turns. Powers it up against the defense. No good. 20 seconds to go. And the first half, Fair leads it by 10. Whips it off. Here's Coach Denny Young in the background shouting instructions to his offense. They're going to get set for the final shot of the half. Ball goes to Tucker. Inside, Hadley Meyer. High arching shot. No good. Rebound off to Alton. 1 second to go, and that's going to end our first half. Our score, Thayer 32, Alton 22 at the half. We'll be back with your halftime report powered by Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. In just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening up an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you're one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name.
Community First, member FDIC.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
A solid game plan is key to success. When selling your home, ask your agent. How does the commission I pay encourage other agents to help us sell? At Monarch Realty, we split your commission equally with every other agent in Missouri or Arkansas to get you to the finish line. Monarch Realty. Solomon Cornelius, broker.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Ah, listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
And we're back after the timeout. It's halftime here. Welcome to the halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Our score is 32-22 here at the half. Fair Lady Bobcats got out. They were red hot early tonight, especially Hadley Meyer. Hadley scored 6 points in the first quarter, led her team to a 16-12 first quarter lead. And then Fair outscores Alton 16-10 in the second quarter to take the lead by 10 here at the half, 32-22, and I think if you ask the coaches and you were looking at this one, yeah, I think both teams were playing about like you thought they would. Alton turned the ball over a little more than I think that they would like, and of course that's the case in every game, isn't it, ever? No team ever turned it over less than their coach would like them to turn it over, but you know what I'm talking about. A couple of turnovers and some key situations here, and Fair Lady Bobcats have shot the ball extremely well. Especially early in the game, but Abby Bowers is at 3 three-pointers tonight. Hadley Meyer, 12 in the first half. And, you know, Peterson, Hillis, and Tucker all contributing offensively as well. For the All-Lady Comets, a little more balanced scoring. Mackenzie Smith does have 7. But after that, you know, Gracie Warren hit a 3. Evan Montgomery has scored 4 points. Allie Willard with three. And, of course, late in the second quarter, all really, I think, kind of concentrated on, let's try to get the ball down to Willard, see if we can get either Meyer or Bowers or both in foul trouble, or maybe Peterson pick up a third, because that's something the Fair Lady Bobcats have got to look out for here in the second half. Peterson does have two fouls, Phillips with three. But anyway, a concentrated effort to get Willard the ball down low and let her do her thing. So far tonight, she had just hit one field goal. But I think they'll continue that, especially early in this third quarter. Both teams playing outstanding defense. All right, 32-22. Fair leads it by 10 at the half. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to look at your individual scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Have you ever made a New Year's resolution? Well, be resolved in 2024 to replace those floors you've been wanting to replace for years. Let the experts at Thayer Decorating guide you. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. If you want laminate, carpeting, vinyl planks, or wood flooring, they have it all. Maybe you've been wanting new shower tile installed in ceramic or mosaic. Thayer Decorating does that too. And don't worry about who's going to install it, as they have professional installers to make it look great. They're ready to talk floors, walls, or more. And yes, they mix and match paint with the best. PPG Paints, Thayer Decorating downtown.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Exercise is a proven way to clear your mind and find your inner peace. And the Fieldhouse Training Center would be excited to help you find yourself. Get your membership, get in the gym, and start working on making a better you. They offer monthly, quarterly, and annual memberships, all with 24/7 access. The Fieldhouse Training Center also offers delicious coffees, teas, protein shakes, and a whole lot more. So stop in and see them. They're at 302 Nettleton Avenue in Thayer, the Fieldhouse Training Center.
Families are enjoying the school sports season, and everyone from Knox Orthopedics wishes our many athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' four highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back to what you love sooner rather than later.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back here at the Alton High School gym. Dandy ball game here at the half. 32-22. Fair Lady Bobcats lead this one by 10. I take a look at their individual scoring. First up with the Alton Lady Comets. They're led by Mackenzie Smith. Mackenzie scored 7 here in the first half. 4 points for Evan Montgomery. 2 for Jaylee Reese. 3 for Miley Haney. 3 for Allie Willard. And 3 for Gracie Warren. For the Fair Lady Bobcats, they're led by Hadley Meyer. Big Junior's got 12 in the first half. Abby Bowers with 9. 3 three-pointers for Abby here in the first half. 4 points for Shaylee Peterson. 5 for Caden Hillis. And 2 for Jocelyn Tucker. Look at the foul situation. Only one player even got called for a foul in the first half for Alton. That is Evan Montgomery. She's got 2. So be careful, especially early in the third quarter. For the Fair Lady Bobcats, Shaylee Peterson with 2. Caden Hillis with 2. Bowers and Jocelyn Tucker each have 1. In your score, 32-22 at the half. Fair leads Alton by 10. We'll take a timeout. Back with your third quarter in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
You're going to love the savings found at Monty's Outdoors. Right now, you can save 20 to 50% on outdoor and athletic clothing, shoes, and boots, including a half-price hat table. Splurge on your Valentine. Pair up new Columbia rainwear with muck or lacrosse boots. Find new colors of Yeti, Fox Pro Game Calls, Rod and Reels, or pick a plethora of new bait, like the Sixth Sense Juggle Minnow, the Hangover Swim Bait, and the Tater Thump Shad. Found at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains. Gift cards available.
Psst.
It's no secret. The reason people bank where they bank is trust and personal service. It's why so many people bank at Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Sure, they have competitive loan rates. They pay high yields on their CDs, money market accounts, and interest-bearing accounts. They are a full-service bank. But what attracts many of their customers is trust and personal service. Bank where you feel comfortable. Worth changing banks for. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
A proud St. Jude supporter.
When pasture is less than ideal, cattle body condition can decrease rapidly. Improve body condition by supplementing your forage with Kent Energy Lass, a free choice supplement that delivers a steady intake of vitamins, minerals, energy, and protein for your cattle in a convenient tub that works in any weather. Energy Lass is molasses-based, providing nutrients to help growing, developing, and breeding cattle perform on medium to low-quality forage. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust, guaranteed.
See Mills Feed in Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
Ah, listening to your favorite basketball team battle it out on the hardwood court. When it comes to performance, teams demand the quality of real American wood floors, and you should too. But not just wood floors, real wood cabinets, millwork, even real wood furniture. Beautiful, durable, and timeless. Real wood is always the right choice. Learn more by visiting choosewood.com.
And back, out ready to get things started here in our third quarter. I want to say thanks to some of the boosters helping bring the ball game your way tonight. And they include the Clary Funeral Home, the Thayer Mammoth Spring in Alton, Ward Family Dentistry of Springfield, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Tree, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting, the Langley Animal Clinic of Thayer, Sunset Salon and Barbering, the Carter Funeral Home of Thayer in West Plains, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, and Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. All right, doing mention tomorrow night, we'll have more basketball for you here on the Ecom Sports Network at K-Country 95. Tomorrow night, the Mammoth Spring boys and girls take on Fulton County rivals, the Salem Greyhounds. That'll be some big battles. I believe those are down on the hill at Mammoth Spring. And Mike Robertson will be there for the call of the games. Hope you will tune in for those. If you can't make it to the hill, I think I'll go down to the hill and watch that one. That'll be good. Girls action especially. The Salem and Mammoth Spring Lady Girls both defending state champions. Right, here's Thayer opens up the second half of the basketball. Got it to Jocelyn Tucker, who just nailed a three. Jocelyn Tucker with a three to open the second half. The Thayer Lady Bobcats are up by 13. Alton breaks the pressure. Got it down to Mackenzie Smith. She misses a layup. Rebound coming the other way. Thayer got it down to Peterson. Peterson to the baseline. Backs it out to Tucker. Now Bowers. Bowers down the left side to Hillis. Hillis back over to Tucker. Oh, open. Didn't shoot another one. Got to the high post to Meyer. Free throw line jumper is up. Good. Hadley Meyer. 14 for Meyer. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats now the 15-point lead. 37-22. Alton wins the ball. Montgomery in the backcourt. Dribble against the defense, weaves her way up across the timeline, taken all the way down the left side of the lane. Shot is up, blocked by Bowers, but Abby's going to be called for a foul. I believe they'll get Abby. Yeah, they do. Number 12, Abby Bowers, going to be called for the foul, her second. And Devin Montgomery really pushing the issue right there. Took it right at the defender. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two, and the first one is up and no good. So in the first minute of the third quarter, the Thayer Lady Bobcats open on a 5-0 run to extend the lead to 15. Second free throw good for Montgomery. And that one will get Evan going. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 1 minute gone by in the third. Thayer by 14. Lady Bobcats working to the left side. Hillis back out to Bowers. Bowers to Peterson. Back out to Hillis. Now on top to Tucker. Oh, tried a little touch pass over to Hadley Meyer. She didn't see it coming on the Alton. Lady Comets have got it back. Thomas, aiding the bucket. Montgomery to the right side corner for Jaylee Reese. Her shot no good. Rebound, Abby Bowers. And here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. A bucket. We'll give them a 16-point lead. Somebody hits one from downtown. 17, the biggest lead of the game either way. Thayer working around the perimeter. Got it in the left corner to Jocelyn Tucker. Bounces it down to Meyer. Meyer to Peterson, cutting down the lane for the lay-in. Oh, that's pretty. Hadley went up. I thought she was going to shoot it, and she just laid that pass right in Peterson's hands for the lead. There's backcourt pressure. And Alton's got it down the court. Got it to Miley Haney for a bucket. That one's good from 15 feet. Haney with her second bucket of the night. She got five. 34-25. Thayer by 14 with the ball. Goslin Tucker down in the right corner. Loses the handle. Gets it back. Feeds out to Hillis. Hillis through the center free throw circle. Gives it down to Bauer. She'll bring it to the top. Off to Tucker for three more. Yes! Goslin Tucker's hit two in a row from downtown. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats up 17. Alton breaks the press. Got the ball to Kenzie Smith. Moves into the lane. Shot no good. Challenged by the defense. And rebound comes off to Abby Ballard. That will bring it up across the timeline with 5:14 to go in the third. Thayer working it down to the right corner. Hadley Meyer with it there. Gives it up. Outside to Tucker for three more. Goslin Tucker has found the range. She's hit three in a row from downtown here in the third quarter. The Thayer Lady Bobcats have opened a 45-25 lead with 5 minutes to go in the third. And Coach Shane Benson wants a timeout to talk about. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. Focus and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Fair Lady Bobcats have outscored Alton 13-10. In the first 3 minutes, actually 13-3 in the first 3 minutes of this third quarter, and with 5 minutes to go in the third, Thayer Lady Bobcats lead number 8 ranked Alton 45-25. 20-point lead. Alton coming the other way. Coach Benson drawing up something, trying to get his team back in this game. Goes left side to Haney. Haney outside to Montgomery. Montgomery on the wing, will shake and bake with a dribble. Takes it out to the top of the key. Feeds over to Mackenzie Smith. Down now to Reese. Reese on the baseline. Off to Willard. Willard on the move across the lane. Kicks it back outside. Now to Montgomery on top. Quick trigger on the three. And it's good. This man, Evan Montgomery, the 1,000-point score for Alton. Hits another one. Two more to that chart. Thayer with the ball off the full-court pressure. Looking to lob it down low to Peterson. Peterson powers it up over Willard. Willard got a piece of it. Oh, but they call it for a foul. I don't know about that. I thought that was pretty clean myself. So did Coach Benson. The foul on Willard will be her first of the game, first team foul. And Alton in the third quarter. Peterson at the free throw line. First one is up, and it is good. Peterson now with 7, 3 in the quarter. They're still jawing about it. I got to side with Coach Benson on that one. Second free throw for Peterson is up, and it's good. Peterson hits them both. And it's now 47-28 game, Thayer by 19. Alton with the ball. Evan Montgomery working against Phyllis in the backcourt, brings her across the timeline. He's on the right side to Mackenzie Smith. Now to Reese. Reese trying to dump it inside for Willard. Ball stolen by the Lady Bobcat defense. Thayer with a chance to go up 21 with a bucket. Goslin Tucker down to the right corner. Bounces it down to Meyer. Back out to Hillis. Hillis fake. Drives to the baseline. Kicks it out to Meyer. Meyer to Goslin Tucker. Three more. That one's up off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Ball is up and around. Hillis has got it. Got tied up. Hillis and Reese tied up with the ball. And possession belongs to the Alton Lady Comet. And substitution. Jaylee Reese will check out of the game. Check it in. Gracie Warren for Alton. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Alton down 19 with the ball. Miley Haney is it in the lane to Warren. Warren trying to dump it off to Willard. Bobcats had her double team, and they take it away. Hadley Meyer in front. Bowers in back of her. Couldn't get her the ball. Thayer working around the perimeter to Peterson in the corner. She shoots a three. That one bounces up off the rim and over the backboard. Alton Lady Comets gets the ball back. 19 points. Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Alton chance to cut a little into that lead here. Montgomery Taking ball to the free throw line. Gives it in the corner to Gracie Warren. Warren dribble. Dumps it down to Willard. Willard has it poked away. Loose on the floor. Willard comes up with it. Nice move in the lane. Going up for the shot. No good. She's fouled on the shot attempt. It was blocked by Meyer. And Hadley picks up the foul. It'll be her first of the game. And that'll be the second team foul on Thayer here in the third quarter. It'll send Allie Willard to the free throw line. Allie, 1-for-2 from the free throw line in the first half, and she misses the first one here. Only 3 points tonight for Allie Willard. Second free throw is up. That one's no good. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds in the corner. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with a 19-point lead. 3 minutes, 11 seconds to go. Thayer quick up the floor to Hillis. Got it down to Bowers in the corner. Now Jocelyn Tucker. She'll go to the high post for Hadley Meyer. Meyer gives it to Peterson, cutting down the left side of the lane, up with a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Meyer. And then we get a whistle. And what's the call here? And they're going to call Hadley Meyer for a push. I agree with Coach Benson a while ago on that one. I agree with Coach Young on that one. I don't think so. Anyway, where we are, Alton with the basketball. Haney on the right side, out front to Montgomery. Down low to Gracie Warren, up with a shot. No good. Rebound, gets on the floor. Lady Bobcats have got it. And then a foul, going to be called on the Alton Lady Collins. Fouls on number 3, Gracie Warren. Be her first. And the second team foul against Alton here in the third quarter. And Alton going to apply a little full court pressure here. They will inbound, looking and got it to Jocelyn Tucker. Jocelyn in the backcourt. Over to Abby Bowers, now across the timeline. Oh, this goes out of bounds. Abby Bowers trying to get up the court to Hadley Meyer. And just as she threw it, Hadley went the other way. A little miscommunication there by the two juniors. They turned it over. Montgomery with it in the left corner now to Haney. Haney to the free throw line to McKenzie Smith. Down the right side of the lane. Couldn't find the shot. Feeds out to Warren. Warren Montgomery. Long three. That one's off the rim. No good. Hadley Meyer down with another rebound for Thayer. Hadley's got a truckload of rebounds here today. No doubt about it. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball. Jocelyn Tucker steps for three more. Yes! Jocelyn Tucker. 4 threes in the game. She's got 14 in the game. And here's Montgomery driving the other way for Alton. Guys all the way down to the floor, down the right side of the lane. Went up for the shot. It was no good, but she's fouled by Abby Bowers. And that'll be number 3 on Abby tonight. 2:03 to go in the third quarter. Evan Montgomery shooting free throws. Hits the first one. Montgomery with 5 points here in the third quarter. Alton only scored 7. The other two are the Miley Haney. Second shot is up. In and out, no good. Willard down the rebound. Puts it back up with the end. Allie Willard with her first points of the second half. And again, Thayer gets the full court pressure. Got the ball in the middle to Shaylee Tucker. Going all the way to the basket. Lays it up. And they're going to wave it off. They're going to call a moving screen on Shaylee Peterson. Peterson clearing away. Looked like a left guard clearing away for Isaiah Pacheco to score a checkdown against the 49ers. Only thing is, the wrong sport and the wrong day. Anyway, Alton gets it back. Wave off the points. Still a 19-point lead for Thayer. Alton with the ball. Got it to Haney in the left corner. Haney goes to the free throw line. To Willard. Willard now with a Smith. Back to Haney. Steps into a three. That one's short. Rebound taken by Jocelyn Tucker. Jocelyn backs it out, gives to Hadley Meyer. Coach Denny Young says, take your time, don't get hurt. Got a 19-point lead, a minute 22 to go in the third quarter. This ball goes down to Jocelyn Tucker in the corner. Jocelyn bounces it down to Hadley Meyer under the bucket, trying to feed it back out. It's stolen by Montgomery. And then we're going to get a foul. That'll be on Hadley Meyer again. And that is number 3 on Hadley. So Hadley Meyer, Abby Bowers, Shaylee Peterson, and Caden Hillis all with 3 fouls for Thayer. Alton has nobody with more than 2. Matter of fact, Alton's only been called for 4 fouls the entire game. A minute 12 to go in the third quarter. Evan Montgomery will step to the free throw line and misses the first substitution. Alton, as Jaylee Reese will check in. Gracie Warren comes out. Now the free throw for the Lady Comet seniors up and good. Well, Evan Montgomery now with 10 points leads the Alton Lady Comets tonight. And Thayer breaks the full court pressure again to Allie Curley, who just checked in. Curley has the ball poked away on the sideline. Tried to pull up the dribble. Mackenzie Smith knocked it away. Thayer will inbound with a minute four to go in the third quarter. Lady Bobcats have had a good quarter. They lead it by 18. They outscored Alton by 8 in this period. They work the ball around the perimeter. By the way, Hadley Meyer out of the game for Thayer now. They try to go inside to Bowers. That pass is stolen by Miley Haney. 50 seconds to go. Lady Comets chance to cut into the 18-point lead. Out top to Montgomery for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Abby Bowers for Thayer. And she has the ball knocked away from behind. And the foul will go on number 24. That is Allie Willard. Second foul on Willard. So Willard and Montgomery each with two now for Alton. Substitution for Thayer. Hadley Meyer will check in to play offense here in the final 40 seconds of the quarter. One would imagine the Lady Bobcats will hold for the final shot here unless they get a wide open layup. And here's Hillis taking it all the way up the floor to Meyer for two. What a pass by Caden Hillis to Hadley Meyer. 16 for Hads. She leads all scores. Alton with the ball. Thayer with a 20-point lead. Got it to Montgomery, free throw line. Shot is up, no good for Alton. Willard down the rebound, puts it back up again. Allie with seven in the game. 14 seconds to go. Thayer all whipped the floor to Hadley Meyer. Got it down to Curley, back to Meyer. She misses the layup. Willard rebounds it. 4 seconds to go. Here's almost a steal. Balls go out of bounds. It is, Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. 1 second to play in the third quarter. 52-34 our score. Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Chance to make it a 20-point game. They inbound it to Hillis. Hillis, didn't know how much time was left and didn't get a shot up. That's the end of the three quarters. Our score, 52-34. Thayer Lady Bobcat with a 20-point third quarter. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it or to get a great deal on firearms, tools, and much more is to go to Alton Gun and Pond, West 160 across from Harps in Alton. They got a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, jewelry, and much more. Buy, sell, trade at Alton Gun and Pond. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver, turn it into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pond, 417-778-7153.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
And we're back ready for our fourth quarter of play. We're at the Alton High School Gym. Two state ranked teams going at it. The Alton Lady Comets ranked number 8 in Class 2. The Thayer Lady Bobcats are ranked number 4. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it here 52-34 as we head to the fourth quarter. And it'll be Lady Bobcat ball. Abby Bowers will bring it into the front court. Alton back in that zone defense. Thayer working the ball to the right side to Joslyn Tucker, who has found her stroke here tonight. Joslyn with 14. She's hit 4 threes for Thayer. Thayer still working on the perimeter. Got the ball to Hillis. Hillis puts it on the floor on the right side out front. The Tucker inside. Meyer turns, shoots, and scores. Hadley Meyer for the monster night. She's got 18 in the game. Already throwing a double-double. Here's Alton. Got the ball down low to Mackenzie Smith. She misses the shot. Abby Bowers rebounds it, and then Abby will get fouled. And that one will be, Mackenzie Smith, number 20. First foul of the night on Mackenzie. First team foul on the Alton Lady Comets. Thayer gets the ball. Bowers within the backcourt. Got up to Joslyn Tucker. Now to Hadley Meyer. Hadley going to Peterson. Cutting to the lane. She scores the layup. There, Lady Bobcats. Now leading by 22 with 7 minutes and change to go. There's Montgomery out on top. Brings it right side to Mackenzie Smith. Back outside Montgomery. Now left side for Haney. Haney steps to the free throw circle. Gives Montgomery for three. That one's off the front rim. Hadley Meyer down the rebound. Got it to Joslyn Tucker. Joslyn waits for the rest of her teammates and she got it up across the timeline. Thayer gets into the half-court step. On the right side to Meyer. Meyer on the baseline, dribble. Reads out to Bowers, around now to Hillis. Hillis to Peterson. She'll shoot a three and it's good! Peterson with 13 in the game. That three-pointer brought to you by our friends over at Ozark Healthcare. Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. Alton working the ball down low. Got it down to Willard. Nice play. And Allie Willard with 9 points now in the game. They are inbounds against the full court pressure. Got it to Hillis. Hillis races up the timeline. Spins away to defense to Peterson for the lay-in. 15 for Peterson tonight. And it's a 61-36 Lady Bobcat lead. Here's Mackenzie Smith on the other end for Alton with a shot. That's no good. And the rebound comes off to the Lady Bobcat. They'll bring it across the timeline with 5:56 to go in the game. And Hadley Meyer, wide open, 12-footer off the baseline is no good. But Denny Young might have wanted to work a little more clock. Anyway, Alton with the ball. Here's Montgomery stepping to the bucket all the way in for the lay. Nice play by Evan Montgomery. She's got 12 to lead Alton. Here come the Fair Lady Bobcats again with the 27-point lead. They bounce it down to Hadley Meyer on the baseline. Back outside. Now on top to Joslyn Tucker around to Hillis. Hillis looking to penetrate. Pulls up with a shot. No good. Rebound to Mackenzie Smith. And Mackenzie gets fouled by Caden Hillis. Hillis says, oh, is this, they actually called it on Hadley Meyer. Called her for the blocking foul. I thought they were going to call it on Hillis. Hillis did too. Anyway, Meyer picks up her fourth. 5:20 to go. Substitution for Alton. I see Mackenzie Smith comes out. And Gracie Warren is in. And Emma Trantham into the game. Here we got an offensive foul that we call here. Ed Montgomery got a little bit out of control, jumped, and came down right on top of Caden Hillis. And they call Evan Montgomery for the charge. It'll be her third. They are inbounds against the pressure. Got to Tucker. Now Bowers in the backcourt. Bowers up in the middle. Got it to Shaylee Tucker. Shaylee goes in the lane. Brings it back outside to Bowers for three. And it's good! Abby Bowers with her fourth three-pointer of the night. One brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And the All-Lady Comets with the ball in the corner. Evan Montgomery tied up by Bowers. Trying to get rid of it. Does to Gracie Horn. Back to Montgomery. Launches a long three, and it's good. Wow, 15 for Evan. That's her second made three-pointer of the night. Thayer with it on the offensive side. Got the ball down. Long three-point shot is up by Tucker. No good. Rebounded by Hillis, who goes back up and in. Ball came hard off the window. Hillis caught it in stride for the easy layup. Thayer leads it now 66-41. Alton with the ball. Haney working on the baseline. Gets tied up by a double team. Feeds the ball out to Trantham. Trantham out on top. Now to Montgomery. Evan looking to make a move into the lane. Kicks it back out. And we get a whistle and a foul. Somebody whistles on Caden Hillis for Thayer. That'll be the fourth on Hillis. 4 minutes to go in the game. Thayer up by 25. Alton with the ball. Got the Willard. Willard to free throw line. Kicked it down to Haney in the corner. Haney will baseline drive and she travels. All of the travel on the baseline. Alton still the full court pressure. Thayer inbound the ball. Bowers got it up to Joslyn Tucker. Now Shaylee Tucker. And up to Hillis. Hillis will take it into lane. Now back it back out. Thayer can't afford to use a little clock here. 25-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead with 3:40 to go in the game. They're working around a perimeter to Bowers in the corner for three. That one's a little flat. Wouldn't go down for it. And the rebound comes off to the Alton Comets. Allie Willard Got it up to Evan Montgomery. Montgomery pulls up. He's now to Warren. Out top to Haney for three. That one's off the rim, no good. The rebound controlled by Shaylee Peterson. Peterson. Give it to Bowers. Bowers walks it up the floor. Count down to 3 minutes to go in the game. Ball goes left side to Hillis. And the corner, Jocelyn Tucker. Now to Peterson. Turns right. Kicks it out to Bowers for three. That one's off the mark. And rebound again to Peterson. Her putback is blocked by Willard. There come the Lady Comets. Let's get a little closer here with a bucket. Montgomery to the top. Got it down on the left side corner to Gracie Warren. Now to Willard. Willard turns, fires one across the lane for Chantham, and it goes off her hands and out of bounds. Substitutions here. McGenzie Smith and Jaylee Warren back in the ballgame, Jaylee Reese back in the game. Willard will check out for Alt. Bayer brings Hadley Meyer back in the ballgame. Bayer coming against the full court press. Willard to Hillis. Hillis got up across the timeline. Now to Meyer. Meyer out top to Ballard. Ballard looks away from the defense looking for a screen. Didn't get one. Then the pass is deflected. Picked off by McKenzie Smith-Rope. And the Alton Lady Comets senior hits her 9 point. There comes Bayer with it. They break the pressure. Got it down to Peterson for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound, Hadley Meyer going up. Her shot is blocked. And she'll go to the line and shoot two. They're going to call a foul, I believe, on Emma Trantham. Yeah, it looks like Trantham, yeah, number 25, was there. Call for the foul. At the line, it'll be Hadley Meyer to shoot the two-shot foul. The first one is up and no good. Meyer leads all scores tonight. Hadley's got 18. Four Thayer Lady Bobcats in double figures. Good balance scoring for Thayer. There's Peterson out of the game for the Lady Bobcats. Jocelyn Tucker back in. Second free throw for Meyer is good. Hadley with 19. And the lead is now 24, 67-43. We're down to 2:16 to play. Gracie Warren with it off to Montgomery. Long three-point shot. Rattles in and out. No good. Boy, how did that ball not go down? And rebound to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Abby Ballard got up across the timeline, got it down to Hadley Meyer. So one-hander is up and no good. Good defensive play there by Emma Trantham. Bothered Meyer on the shot. Alton comes the other way. Montgomery will back it out. That's the offense. Therese in the corner. Gracie Warren for three. That one's no good. Rebound, Caden Hillis for Thayer. Hillis off on a run. Off the screen, moves down to the baseline. Kicks it back out. Tucker for three. Got it! Jocelyn Tucker with 17 on the night, her fifth three-pointer of the game. And it's a 27-point lead, 70-43. Lady Comets with the ball, a minute 22 to go. They just settled into the offense. Now Montgomery, he's up a long three-point shot. That is no good. Rebound, Shaylee Tucker. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats going to call a timeout. They're going to get subs on the floor. They'll get a glad hand from the Lady Comets fans who came out tonight, or the Lady Bobcat fans who came out tonight. Alton also making substitutions. Let's try and catch everybody. Kaylee McIntyre is into the ball game. Also, Lily Haddock into the ball game. Number 32, Lainey Warren, into the game. These all for Alton. Also, number 12 checking in. That is Jessica Green. Thayer Lady Bobcats have got Allie Curley in the game. Riley Pierce. Donahue is in. Savannah Wheeler is in. And Avery Ballard. Thayer with the ball. 1 minute to play. Lady Bobcats lead it by 27. Ball goes left side. Riley Pierce handles it out top. Gives it to Donahue. Jaclyn Donahue. All these girls played in the JV game tonight. Won by the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Down to 45 seconds to go in the game. Here's Curley going to shoot a three, and it's good! Curley hits one from downtown. Brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic. And it's a 30-point Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Alton with the ball. Out front is McIntyre. Gives it up on the right side. Now inside to Trantham. Back over on the left to McIntyre. To the free throw line. Kicks it out to Lainey Warren. She shoots and scores. Lainey Warren off the bench with two. The Thayer Lady Bobcats. Coach Denny Young comes out and says, girl, just hold it. 9 seconds to play as they come across the timeline. Curley will just hold it there. And this one is going to go final. 73-45. The Thayer Lady Bobcats with a huge second half. And they come to Alton and beat the Lady Comets tonight. 73-45. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back for the postgame report. Our postgame report, as always, brought to you by Thayer Decorating in downtown Thayer. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Freeze. Yeah, that's. And we're back after the timeout. Final score is 73-45. The number four ranked Thayer Lady Bobcats come to number eight ranked Alton and beat the Lady Comets tonight. Coach, congratulations on the win. We're joined by Denny Young, head coach of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Your girls brought their A game tonight, shot the ball extremely well. I just counted up 11 threes. Jocelyn Tucker finally found her stroke tonight. What a great night to do it. What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, you know, this is another one of those rivalries, just like, you know, Mammoth humbled us the other night.
And, right.
These girls have been playing with a little more grit, a little more fire. Super proud of the efforts. You know, this Alton team, very well coached, a great group of kids. They did a lot of stuff that could cause us a lot of problems down the road. But, you know, anytime you shoot it well, it sure does help. And, boy, I was glad to see Jocelyn find her stroke tonight, like you said. You know, that's always a big lift.
This old bunch, they won 20 ball games.
Yes.
And they played the number one team in Class 3 to a, you know, 5 or 6 point game the other night.
Yeah, Class 4.
Class 4.
Yes.
And by the same token, your girls, and I talked about this in the pregame, go up to Charleston, tough place to play, legendary building. I love it over there. And play a team, you know, that's a Class 4 and ranked number 5, play them to a 1 point game. In a game that I thought offensively you didn't play well. Defensively,
no.
We were great.
Yes.
But offensively didn't play well. So it's that time of the year. Do you see this? Those kind of games bringing this bunch? I mean, is that what's getting you to where you were tonight?
Yes, it was electric when I went in the locker room tonight. And, you know, that grind that you get in, all that grind is for this time of year. And these girls are buying into that. And, like I said, that humble pie we got the other night did us a lot of good.
Yeah.
And that's why we want to play folks like that, because, you know, it makes you ready for these nights. And I just tell you, these girls are starting to find the rhythm. And, you know, I just hope we can continue this. And just super proud of the efforts all the way around. But, yeah, this time of year, this is what you work all summer for. This is what you're in the weight room all year for. And getting them to – we're hoping to peak at the right time. It could be a fun ride, but – Dadgum, we got a tough district, got a tough 2 weeks coming up, and, you know, this game here, you know, could go either way. If we don't shoot it that well, we really have to grind that one out. And so we know we shot it well, but at the same time, we're tickled to death to do it.
Well, you did a lot of things right, too. I mean, Allie Willard, one of the premier players around, you know, 6'2", if not 6'3", and your girls just rebounded right with her all night long.
They have taken the initiative. You know, that group we played at Charleston the other day, they were monsters. And
6'1", 6'2", 6'3".
Yes, and I think all those opportunities to get to play folks like that, that just only helps you for this time of year when you're trying to finish up. And, you know, I'd like to have that game back from Saturday. The three-hour bus ride kind of looked like we had a three-hour bus ride the first half. Came out second half, played well.
Yeah.
So, you know, that game, it's always good to get out of here with a win.
Yeah, well, and this game, of course, has a lot to do with district seedings.
It does.
Tomorrow is the day.
Yes.
You got East Carter, who beat Alton early, and how you beat Alton. I mean, I guess the consensus will be East Carter won, or does their 4-point win have more weight than your, you know, 25-point win? I mean, y'all are going to discuss all that. I'm just saying that this might have opened some people's eyes, might have catapulted you to the top seed.
It could have. I don't, you know, we'll just have to go over there tomorrow and see where it all shakes out.
And Neelyville's in that mix,
hey, too. And that's a group you never count out. I know they're 9-7, but Becky does an outstanding job, and those kids play so stinking hard.
They also played Donovan,
yes,
like a 4-point
game. Yes, and so I'm just saying this district is not a cakewalk. It's, yeah, I would say this is the toughest Class 2 district in the state.
Three state-ranked teams,
yes,
and Neelyville's got there, too.
Yes.
Denny, I know you want to go talk to the girls for you. Everybody gets on the bus, goes home. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for everything you do for us.
Absolutely. Proud to do it. All right, 73-45, Fair Lady Bobcats with the win tonight over the Alton Lady Comets here on the